technology and why I cannot share more details. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. One of the most important aspects of all the information I am sharing is technology. As you already know, I am a child of two worlds. I lived among you down on Earth, but having been born off-planet, and this is the case for Queen Elenim as well. To comprehend the difficulties and all the dynamics of life on Earth while not from there, you need to live there, not only study Earth society in a theoretical, librarian way. My point is, that knowing a bit about both worlds, I can word non-human or non-terrestrial information in an understandable way, unlike other people from here, or let's say that they would be a bit more difficult to understand. This is especially the case when it comes to non-human technology. I know most of you who like technological subjects would like me to share blueprints and describe non-human things and gadgets in such a way that they would be useful to you, or even buildable by anyone with some mechanical skills, a basement full of parts, and a lot of free time. And the fact that I haven't done so yet, and neither my predecessors, may be taken as proof that we may not be who we say we are, but things are not so simple. If I share direct technology from here, blueprints and all, in the first place it would be discredited immediately as science fiction, and in the second place, whatever useful data may be in what I share, will immediately go to the powers that be, and to the technology companies they own, because those are who would have the most resources to be able to build and make anything work. I would only be making the cabal and the matrix stronger, because such technology would never be allowed to fall into the hands of the general population, as the gruesome fate of so many brilliant inventors shows you, as they have been erased from existence, as what they developed was going against the interests of those in power, both monetary interests and power, control over the people. Whatever supposedly high technology is given to the people, they already had beforehand, and the progression of the advances is only theater for the people to think that science is advancing, and the best example of this is cell phones, which the cabal already had for decades, and only recently have been introduced to the general population in their so-called smart variant as handheld computers. And when the controllers of Earth give technology to the people, like smartphones and the internet in general, it is always with further intention, and that is for control purposes and mass mind programming, among other more obscure things. I cannot simply openly describe Tejetan technology, and in such a manner that it would be immediately useful to you, because there is also a lot of censorship on this media platform, and my videos would get banned and my channel deleted, and I also need it for my own survival purposes, you know, like for eating. As you know, I can't consume Tejetan food, like the others, so I heavily depend on Earth and what it has to offer. Another problem is that most of the Tejetan technology needs special materials, such as special alloys, smart metals, and highly resistant resins, which replace plastics here, materials you do not have there, and without them, none of the gadgets in the shared blueprints would even work. The metallurgy and materials alone would take decades for me to pass on to you, in a written way, because it is not only the formulas, as they are based on other materials, which you do not know, and those on yet others you don't know either, even when many are known to you, like steel, titanium, aluminium, copper, gold and silver, and so on. As someone else said, if the kings of Spain back in the time of Christopher Columbus somehow would have gotten their hands on a present-day nuclear submarine, and they would have told their best shipbuilders to make copies of it, even if they give them all the support and all the money they would need, there is no way they could build another. A nuclear submarine is simply too complex for them. Just think about the little chips in all the computers in it, just to start with. And I know that Christopher Columbus's piece of history is false as well, I used it only as an example. Much of the technology and the materials Tejitans and other Galactic Federation members use are already on Earth anyway. So there is no real need to introduce them again, because what is needed is for them to be liberated and set free to the public, but then that concerns the powers that be, and all the complications around that, and good luck with that occurring as it would demolish their cherished 3D matrix. Any advanced information and technology any member of the general population may possess would immediately make him or her a target for the Guardians of the Matrix, and I'm not only talking about Men in Black and other government agents, but also normal people who work as monitoring agents against people who are out of the normal, in thought and action, especially starseeds, as you know. People who look normal, friends and family members even, may be unwillingly working for the system by simply talking too much about what they know about you, and furthermore, many are empty shells, which the Matrix uses as eyes and ears to know what you are doing, to later cause circumstances to work against you, in an attempt to equalize you to the norm, to the average frequency and vibration of all the other Matrixed people. I will talk about this in detail in another video about monitoring spirits. Besides all the problems from Earth I would face when trying to pass on technology to you in a useful manner, I also face very serious restrictions from the Galactic Federation and their rules and regulations, like the infamous Prime Directive. So, if I would share high technology in a useful and direct manner, I would be in trouble from the point of view of Earth rules, and also from the point of view of the Galactic Federation ones. And even if I could pass directly useful technological things to you, they wouldn't do you any good either, because they would immediately get you in trouble, because the governments would go after you. So, all I can do is share as much as I can in a covert way, disguising all this information, and all the subjects I share, as science fiction, and hopefully, at least some of you may be able to read between the lines, filter out my camouflage, and learn things that may be useful to you in a practical way, not only technology, but also the insights of how other cultures think and visualize reality and existence, spirituality in general. As things are on Earth, and with Earth nowadays, it looks like this is the only way, at least for now, hopefully. And if you or anyone else sees all my reasons for not sharing more detailed technological information as an excuse, as if I wouldn't have it, so be it. I am in no position to convince anyone, much less with all the restrictions I shared above. Yet I still must do my job as best as I can. I may not be able to share direct technology with you, but what I can do is trigger memories, so people, starseeds there on Earth start to wake up to their more expanded reality and identity, so they can develop such technology and spiritual concepts by themselves. I know that most of the time I am a catalyst so other people can find their cosmic reality, so they can manifest a beautiful existential realm there on Earth, because it is not about where you are, but who you are. And I will not stop telling you all that there is a lot more humanity as such outside Earth, and you are not alone as a species, far from it. That's why so much of my information looks human, because it is Lyrian knowledge, as an expanded cosmic species that dwells among countless stars since time immemorial. They are all more people like you, like us, with the same concepts, ideas, gadgets, and yes, with rubber tires in the wheels of our vehicles, because they must sit on something when anti-gravity is off. Having said all this, I will continue to share technological concepts as best as I can, always under the disguise of science fiction, as I do with everything else. This will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, Your friend, Marie Soirou.